Cyclocross is a brand of bicycle racing deeply rooted in European terrain competition. It consists of natural obstacles such as hills and wooded areas designed to challenge a rider's physical ability to complete a course.
I was thinking it would be hard to race if it was just snowy.
8-year-old Sam Morgan of Avon was one of many who braved below freezing temperatures this past Sunday to watch the elite men's and women's races. A unique element was added when last weekend's winter storm unloaded about 7 inches of snow on the Capitol.
They love it. It's very slick, and there are a lot of ruts that have frozen into the course, so it's very technical for that reason.
That's David Hoyle on how riders dealt with Mother Nature's addition to the 2-mile dog bone shaped track. He's the executive director of the Connecticut Cycling Advancement Program, or CCAP, which became the local organizing committee for this event when Hartford was awarded the bid back in January of 2015.
All right, ride it back.
Certain stretches are so treacherous, namely the famed muddy hillsides that attract racing enthusiasts to the sport, that riders hoist their bikes over their shoulders and traverse ported sections on foot, similar to track and field steeplechase event. I asked women's national champion Katie Compton about whether the weekend snow affected her game plan.
No, because I love the snow. It definitely feels good to ride on the East Coast instead of in the mountains sometimes.
Compton won her 13th national championship in her race Sunday. Massachusetts resident Stephen Hyde captured the men's race. It was the first time ever that Hartford hosted such an event. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.